Deaths from cholera fell. The deaths from dysentery, malaria, malnutrition and overwork increased. To add to our troubles, the ration truck could no longer get up and the stores of rice in the camp were falling very low. So the Japs told us we would have to organise a carrying party and carry the rice from a camp some 3 miles away from us, which is on a river and had quite a stock ready to pass on to us. And a working party was formed to get this. Some 25 of us, I think. We were given a pack and a haversack. A haversack is a small canvas bag worn at the side on a sling, as the pack is normally is always carried on the back. But in this case, they were strapped together so that the pack would lie on the back and the haversack on the shoulders. And it was a kit bag issued between two men so that we could carry rice in the pack and the haversack, and a half-filled kit bag would be carried by one man and then passed to his mate and passed back again and so on. Well, we got up there all right. We were sat on the ground, and while we were having our pack and haversack filled, as we sat and poured in, ladled in, we were given a meal. Rice too hot to eat, to my disgust, before we were ordered to our feet again. I thought at first, when I tried to rise, that I was snagged, or some practical joker was holding me down from behind, but I looked around, there was no one, it was just the weight was beyond my strength to stand with it. I got onto my hands and knees and got up, wobbled my way up that way. Then the half-filled kit bag, half-filled with rice, was laid across my shoulders, and I staggered along through the mud with the rest of us. A very, very sluggish working party it was. It was incredibly hard because we were wading through some 6 inches of mud along the old road, the old yak cart trail, and strangely enough, the ruts left from the previous dry season were still hard. And we'd put our feet into these, and if we weren't very, very careful, if we didn't turn our legs, feet sideways a little, we would fall, and the weight was such on our shoulders that we would fall flat on our faces, to the merriment of those who had not yet fallen. And then, of course, we'd be hauled to our feet by mates, and after we'd gone some 100 yards, we then passed, gratefully, the kit bag onto the shoulders of one who did not have it. And then he, after 100 yards, would pass it back again. I remember he had rather a shrill voice, and he said, "You remember, Kelse, that song from the Desert Song, staggering blindly along, that's us." And of course, going through the rain with our own sweat mingling with the raindrops, it was so unreal. I kept telling myself, "This is not happening to me. I'm Bob Kelse. I come from Bowen." And as we approached our camp, we would meet parties of our own men working on the railway, and they encouraged us by calling out, "Good on you, sir, you'll do me, and this went on until we got into camp, and it did help us a very great deal.